and SEBS sign MOU to enhance trade, and education officer urges inclusion of strong rooms in schools. Gambia and South Africa have declared a partnership that connects industries, opens supply chains, and enhances trade between the two countries. The affirmation is anchored on the plan to implement a memorandum of understanding signed today into action between the Zambia Bureau of Standards, SABS, and the South African Bureau of Standards, SABS. Zanice reports that the MOU will act as a tool that meets customer expectations, improve safety, and open doors to new markets. SABS Executive Director Nathan Singwamba signed on behalf of the organization, while SABS Chief Operations Officer Tabo Sepuru signed on behalf of his organization. Central Province Education Officer, PEO, Mambe Hamududu, has urged local authorities in the region to ensure that education infrastructure projects include strong rooms for the secure storage of examination materials. In an interview with Zanice, Ms. Hamududu emphasized that all new constituency development fund projects in the education sector should incorporate secure storage facilities to address a long-standing challenge in the province. She said most of the schools in the 11 districts of Central Province do not have strong rooms for the storage of examination papers. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Palestinians have been entering the Rafah border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. It's largely been kept closed for the past 2 years after Israeli forces captured the Gazan side. Some Palestinians are being allowed back into the territory after receiving medical treatment in Egyptian hospitals. But Israel will reportedly only let 50 patients with up to two companions each cross in either direction each day. A comprehensive agreement between Kurdish-led forces in Syria and the government in Damascus is coming into force in remaining Kurdish strongholds. A curfew is in place in the cities of Hasaka and Khar Mishli. Both sides will also pull back from frontline position in parts of the northeast. The deal will see a gradual integration of the Kurds' military and civilian institution into the Syrian state after ceding long-held territory to government forces in recent weeks.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 77 ngwe. The Great British pound is trading at 27 kwacha 19 ngwe. The euro is trading at 23 kwacha 56 ngwe. And the South African rand, 1 kwacha 23 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Benjamin Sesko scored a stoppage time winner as Manchester United made it 3 wins in a row under Michael Carrick in a Premier League thriller with Fulham at Old Trafford. In a match preceded by a protest attended by 500 to 600 fans, according to police sources, United seemed to be cruising to victory as Brazilian duo Casemiro and Matheus Cunha put them 2 up with goals either side of half time. But after Raul Jimenez pulled one back 5 minutes from time with a brilliant penalty into the roof of the home net, Kelvin looked to have snatched a point with a thunderous strike to the top corner. However, in 9 minutes of time added on mainly due to lengthy VAR checks that resulted in United having a penalty overturned and Fulham a goal disallowed, Sesko turned on to a Bruno Fernandes pass and drilled a shot into the top corner. The match ended 3-2. Lusaka has had some sun, then turning cloudy, with the maximum temperature at 25 degrees Celsius. Tonight, we'll see a thunderstorm in sports, otherwise clearing, with the temperature dropping to as low as 16 degrees Celsius. The headlines. SABS and SABS sign MOU to enhance trade, and education officer urges inclusion of strong rooms in schools. My name is Terence Makwendo.
Fruity comes in 6 different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 FM. Lusaka's official number one hit music station. Music station.